Proclamation number 6232 of 8th of April, 1955. Good Friday. Love. Love is able to do everything. Love endures the greatest suffering. It endures the greatest pain, because love gives strength to do so. Therefore, only love could make atonement for humanity's immense guilt of sin, which required an equally great atonement for the sake of divine justice. For never would a being without love have been able to endure what the human being Jesus endured for sinful humanity in order to redeem it. Nor would there ever have been the will to do so where there was no love. And thus Jesus' act of salvation and God's incarnation are also understandable, that God, as eternal love, embodied himself in a human being in order to accomplish precisely this work of redemption. And that God therefore allowed himself to be crucified in order to redeem people. Love took full and complete possession of a human being. Or also, a human being enfolded love in himself to the highest fervor, and then the man Jesus endured the greatest suffering and torment with a heart full of love in order to thereby bring redemption to his sinful fellow human beings from their guilt of sin. It was a work of immense love. For the torments the man Jesus took upon himself were immeasurable, which he endured until the hour of death, fully consciously and without the slightest resistance. He would certainly have been able to end his suffering in his abundance of power and strength, which was characteristic of him through love. He truly could have reduced the extent of his suffering because God's strength was in him as a result of his love, yet he suffered voluntarily because this was the only way people could find redemption from the immense guilt they would have incurred as a result of Satan's bondage, from which Jesus wanted to liberate them. Jesus, the human being, suffered the most dreadful physical and mental torments which could only be endured through love. Because everything is possible for love. You humans have no idea of the magnitude of your guilt, just as you therefore can have no idea of the extent of Jesus' suffering, who as a pure human being, as a completely sinless being, suffered in a completely different way than you humans, for his soul felt even far greater torments, which had to stay in a sphere which completely contradicted its light and purity. This will only be comprehensible to you in the spiritual kingdom when you yourselves dwell in the spheres of light and can only then appreciate what it means to have exchanged this sphere for the darkness on earth, where people were burdened with sin and, like devils, pounced on that pure soul, which patiently endured everything, which did not resist, which took indescribable torments upon itself only to help the oppressed souls bound by Satan to become free. The love of the man Jesus for his fellow human beings was so profound that he voluntarily went to them into the spheres of darkness, for only through love could they become salvation, only God himself. The eternal love could bring salvation to people. And that is why love embodied itself in the human being Jesus. God's incarnation can only be explained to you humans in such a way that love itself descended from above to people, because otherwise no salvation, no liberation from God's adversary's power, was possible. But everything is possible for love, yet the act of salvation had to be visible to people. It had to be obvious to people what sinful humanity was capable of and what love, on the other hand, was able to do. pure human being had to die on the cross in dreadful agony, but this sacrificial death was taken upon himself voluntarily and out of love for people who thereby find redemption if they want the act of salvation to have been offered for them as well. For love died for all people, it redeemed the guilt of all people. Love was victorious over Satan, who is devoid of love and therefore powerless where only the weapon of love is used in battle. Amen.